July, an iceberg the size of Delaware, one of the largest icebergs ever recorded, broke off from the Larsen Sea ice shelf in Antarctica. August and September brought an earthquake to Mexico, wildfires and hurricanes to the U.S. and Caribbean, and deadly monsoons to South Asia. It's been a summer of disruption. My husband and I sold our upstate New York home of 23 years and moved into an apartment complex as we prepared to relocate across the country. Now, from where I stand, my view is a parking lot softened by a few pocket gardens tucked in among standard-issue shrubs. We're essentially just passing through, so I feel disconnected from my surroundings, not fully present. And instead of exploring what's outside my door, I've been poring over a laptop, watching apocalyptic weather, and sifting through images and recordings from my husband's recent trip to the Antarctic Peninsula. Along with 90 other tourists, my husband traveled to Antarctica on a research vessel in January. They launched from the Falkland Islands and crossed the South Atlantic as the ship neared Wilhelmina Bay and the Antarctic Peninsula. The water turned a different blue. Temperatures plunged. Jagged black mountains appeared in the mist, and multitudes of seabirds. Icebergs sculpted into fantastic shapes floated all around, their colors changing with the light. The expedition traveled through the Jurlake Strait, stopping often, going as far as Detail Island just inside the Antarctic Circle. The travelers spent their days exploring in sea kayaks, zodiac boats, and on foot. They saw gentoo, chinstrap, and Adelie penguin colonies, seals, and humpback and minke whales. On one of the warmer days, my husband lay down on a beach, and an Adelie penguin made itself comfortable right near him. I felt as though we had a responsibility to somehow make good use of this experience. On Facebook, we shared a video of a pair of Adelies out for a walk. The two Adelies waddled like Charlie Chaplin's hobo in a tuxedo and tails. Adelies are the smallest of the Antarctic penguins, and they've become bellwethers of climate change. They're declining in numbers, partly because rogue icebergs can prevent females from reaching their nests and block passage to schools of krill, the Adelies' primary food. Back in July, when I first heard that the iceberg had broken off, I thought of José Saramago's novel, The Stone Raft. In it, the Iberian Peninsula separates from the European continent and drifts in the Atlantic Ocean. Five bewildered strangers and a dog befriend each other and make their way across a newly floating world. One of the wanderers muses, "I should dearly like to know what it will be like when people and the effects they alone cause will exist no more. It will be quite sufficient for some tiny animals to survive, for there still to be worlds, the world of the ant and the cicada, for example. They will not look at themselves in the mirror. And what does it matter, after all, the only great truth is that the world cannot die." I suppose Saramago's vision could come to pass, but I'm not ready to give up hope that we're still capable of some collective action. What would it take to inspire a great awakening, a shared turning toward the earth? I keep coming back to one particular video from the Antarctic expedition. A humpback comes close to one of the Zodiac boats and hovers just beneath the water surface. Only its dorsal fin and blowhole are visible. Most of the onlookers take pictures. Others simply watch, entranced by the humpback's breaths and hulking underwater presence. After a while, the humpback quietly slips into a deep dive and is gone. It seemed to me there had been a kind of communion, as if something rare and intimate had passed between humpback and human. The call of an Adelie, a humpback's breath at the bottom of the world. Why are we risking losing these forever? Let's instead seek out these heightened moments and pass them on like precious tribal wisdom. Let's make offerings to one another in a spirit of awakening as we navigate a future that is surely bringing us to a new kind of earth.